T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are joined by Congressman Brian Higgins, who's talking with us a little bit about something we've talked with you in the past about, the DLNW terminal, sitting right behind KeyBank Center along the Buffalo River. And it's been talked about, Brian, time and time again as part of that extension for the Metro Rail and something to redevelop on the upper level. But it seems like we're kind of going nowhere with this, a building that looks to be in great shape. Shouldn't this have been started already? What does the future have in store for that?
Well, the problem you have here is that the NFTA owns the property, and it's envisioned for Metro extension into the property. And then you have the second floor. They issue a request for proposals to developers to a second floor, which is 140,000 square feet, a very valuable space, but you can't get to it. So they get one response, and then, you know, that seems to be the end of it. If you own the property, you've got to make it accessible to the second floor to get a viable development for the second floor. Savarino companies have a very attractive development, but they're saying they can't spend $15 million on a property that you can't access. It's like, you know, if I tried to rent a second floor apartment to you and there was no access to it, obviously I'm the homeowner, I'm the landlord, I bear responsibility for making it accessible.
Well, Brian, what's the advantage for the NFTA to sit on this?
Well, they just don't make the commitment to do the infrastructure that is needed. You need elevators, you need escalators, you need stairs. I don't quite understand. It seems to me that it's a potential moneymaker for them if they make those investments. But you can't issue a request for proposal and have anybody take you seriously if you're not doing the due diligence to do the infrastructure improvements to make that area accessible and viable for development.
This just, I mean, for a person looking at this project, it wouldn't make sense, right? Because you look at it from the outside, the location is perfect. The structure from the outside looks very nice, like nothing really needs to be done. Why not, you know, go in there and start to redevelop this as soon as possible to make something of it?
Well, that's just it. That's the question. I think the only entity that can answer that is the NFTA, because it's very frustrating. You see Canal Side developing. You see the Buffalo River Corridor developing. This is a missing link. And this is, you know, when you're up there, it's 140,000 square feet of both interior and exterior space, but it's right along the Buffalo Harbor, the historic Buffalo Harbor. So, you know, everything else is very attractive about the site, but if you can't get to it, then you can't expect a private developer to do what the owner of the property needs to do, and that is make the second floor accessible. But the Savarino plan, which is very exciting, it's the only response to the NFTA's request for proposals, says, hey, look, we'll put $15 million into the property, but you have to spend $7 or $8 million to make it accessible.
Are you pushing for something similar that happened with the Outer Harbor, where the NFTA gives control of this to a different entity, and maybe it's not the state, maybe it's not a municipal government of any kind, but a developer in this case?
Look, I just think they have to be serious about redeveloping that second floor. And if they do their financials, they will find that, you know, they will get monthly or annual rents for that property. But first and foremost, they own the property. That will be part of the Metro Rail expansion into the property. But the second floor has to be developed, and the NFTA has to take responsibility for doing what is necessary, elevators, escalators, stairs, to make that second floor and 140,000 square feet of very attractive space, both interior and exterior, viable for development. Unless and until they do that, it won't happen.
All right, Brian, we'll continue to follow that. But we've got a two-day candidate focus coming up on the Erie County executive race. Mark Poloncarz is in studio with us less than an hour from now. Tomorrow morning, it's Lynn Dixon. How important is the position of county executive from your perspective?
I think it's very important. I think Mark Poloncarz has been a very good county executive. I think he continues to be in the face of a lot of challenges relative to state mandates. But he's, I think, a very serious guy, a former county comptroller. And it's important to have good government partners, and Mark Poloncarz is a good government partner.
Now, I'm wondering from your perspective, obviously you represent areas within Erie County, including the city of Buffalo, but outside of Erie County as well, with Niagara Falls and things like that, the position of county executive in Erie County, it has an impact on people who are outside of Erie County, doesn't it?
Certainly, you know, you have an image of a specific area, and in many ways that image is defined by who represents the area in government, and county government is an important government. So certainly it's Erie County, but its influence transcends the county geographic boundaries.
But government continues no matter whether it's a Republican or a Democrat in that office, right? You've gotten along with everybody who's been in that position before.
I have tried to do that, and we push, you know, try to push the county forward in all of its component parts. And I've always had, you know, found good relationships with county executives, and I hope that continues.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.